hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we are doing Christmas in the Caribbean. I'm on the island of Grenada for the first time ever. Have Single Scott, have Mermaid Angela with me. We've taken over. It's the second invasion to this island nation, and Peter from Aquanauts Grenada is responsible. All the blame can be steered towards him. So far, so good, though. I haven't seen any military personnel following us, Peter. What do you think?
Yeah, so far we've done well. I mean, none of them has been arrested so far. We still have two nights to go, so I'm still a little bit worried that it could potentially happen. But no, as of right now, we just had a lot of fun, a lot of great diving. Things are going wonderful, and we have our friend Mandu here, who is giving us just a wonderful island tour, give you a nice impression of the island.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've only been here, just over a day or so. And Mandu, stand up for me just a little bit. He's been driving. You probably want to stand now, don't you? For the last hour or so, he's been driving us literally around the island of Grenada, which is, it will give me some geographic information. How long, like 20 miles, square miles, something like that? What is it?
Welcome to Spice. That's the first thing I'm going to tell you. You're in Spice.
The Spice Island.
That's Spice Island,
Grenada, not Grenada.
Grenada. Grenada grows more spices per square acre than any other country on the planet.
Nice. And he's taking us in places that are so... your nose goes nuts. It's kind of crazy. All the spices in the air, you start smelling them when you're cruising through the rainforest area and these plantations where they grow nutmeg, which is a major spice here on the island, right? Or for the world, it's exported, what, a third of the nutmeg in the world? It comes from Grenada.
Precisely. And that's where we're all spicy people, you understand? Yes, we smell like spices. But it's a small
Old Spice
island.
Is what I got. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, very small island. It's only 21 miles long, 12 miles wide, 120 square miles with a population of 100,000 people.
Yes, and very hospitable folks. I mean, we've been cruising around. Everybody's waving. It just seems like a friendly island, a cool place to visit. A cool place to live, I'm guessing, too?
Oh, yes. We welcome you here. That's why they call me the man in white.
The man in white.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, he's got the whole white thing. It's kind of, where's Tattoo? I guess that's what I'm looking for. It's like Fantasy Island. Do you even know, have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I do. You said Tattoo?
We're Tattoo. You know, you're like the guy from Fantasy Island,
okay, yeah.
Dressed in white, and where's Tattoo? Well, that's Peter. Peter, here's Tattoo, right, on Grenada?
Yes. Let me be him.
Okay, the plan. Okay, well, enough of that nonsense. But, you know, Grenada, really cool place. I mean, I got the impression just from, you know, the last hour or so, you really appreciate sharing your island with folks. Is that fair to say?
I do, because tourism is a main industry. Without people like you and your friends coming, we can't survive because we need the foreign exchange.
Yeah, you need a few bucks out of us, and that's good. But you got a decent product that makes it very much worthwhile, so to speak.
And that is what we're going to share all of it with you. That's what you are here for.
That's right. I'm here to kind of tell the folks back home, tell the folks who have not been to Grenada to come here, do some diving, take the island tour, pick up some nutmeg, pick up some spices, cocoa. Evidently, that's the big, and I didn't know this before. I thought you were joking, Peter, when you told me, like, what am I going to bring back to Bill the producer as a souvenir next week for our in-studio Christmas party? And you said, you got to bring him some chocolate. I'm like, what? And you were serious. This is like chocolate's a big export here in Grenada.
It's like Grenada. We have a very small factory that produces the best chocolate of the world out of raw cocoa, Grenada cocoa, and it's pure organic. You know, no preservatives or so. It's 60-70% cocoa in it. And I mean, I'm a chocoholic. and I'm German, so I'm really an expert in that field, and this is the best in the world.
Well, you think chocolate, you think Switzerland, but this is where they get their cocoa for Swiss chocolate. Is that right?
Yeah, there's no cocoa in Switzerland, trust me.
And this is where it comes from, and we've already had a little taste, and it was funny. They were passing it around, but, you know, I've had mixed fruit. I've had pineapple. I've had oranges and things like that on my surface interval in between dives. What do you do here in Grenada? Someone breaks out a chocolate bar. And so they're passing around a chocolate bar on the surface interval, and I'm thinking, oh, this is that Grenada chocolate. Yeah, okay, whatever. It's chocolate, right? Yeah, M&M, something like that. Pops it in my mouth, and it was like a party went off. I could not believe what I was tasting. This is the best chocolate I've ever had. Are you used to this? Is this like a snack you have all the time and do as well?
That's right. The only thing we do here, we drive fast, but we walk very, very slow.
Okay, and that helps you enhance the chocolate experience?
Precisely. You cannot go wrong with that, you know? And most ladies are chocoholics, as
yes.
Peter rightly said.
I think that's a worldwide phenomenon. I think every woman on the planet is a chocoholic, including Mermaid Angela. Is that fair to say, Angela?
It's very true, Greg.
You're liking the chocolate.
Love it. Love it. It smells so good, and we just saw the cocoa plant, and from plant to the chocolate bar, we just had a whole rundown of the whole process, so it's very interesting.
Yeah, well, like I said, I've never been to a dive site or a dive location before where on the surface interval we had chocolate as opposed to, you know, crackers, fruit. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that's another one of those Grenada-type experiences that you can only get at a place like this. Now, Peter, obviously we're going to talk about some of the diving here over the next couple hours. But right now we're kind of doing this island tour kind of thing where we've already went through some of the main parishes or the neighborhoods, what they have here in Grenada. And then we're heading to a waterfall. Is that the deal? What is that all about?
Yeah, I mean, overall, Grenada is not only a great dive location, it's an island where you basically must go out. You know, you can't sit just on the beach or just dive. You have to go out. You see more of the island. The best to do is, you know, grab a guy like Mandu, who's like the best tour guide on the island, and, you know, have him show you around. A lot of the places are very difficult to find, and there is so, so much to discover here on the island. There's the waterfalls, the rainforest, the monkeys, the cocoa, and all the plantations. So many things to see that are so interesting, you know, to really broaden your horizon about all these things.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, if you have a non-diving spouse, there's plenty of stuff for them to go sightseeing around on the island. And, of course, you know, you can't dive 24/7, unfortunately. So it's kind of cool to have these little side attractions to go check out, whether it's a plantation where they're growing the cocoa and nutmeg and how they process it and ship it out to the world, or just cruising around and taking in the scenery, which is quite spectacular. Some of these mountains and volcanic formations that we're cruising over, it's pretty cool. And this is home. Do you ever feel spoiled there, Mandu, or what?
Well, that's why we keep it unique. When you go back home, tell some people, don't tell a lot of people.
Okay, it's just kind of be me, you and
friends.
A few thousand of my friends.
A lot of people, because we don't go into the mass tourism.
Yes.
You want to make it a concrete jungle, it must be unique. That's why you are here.
Yes, well, it indeed is unique. And, of course, Single Scott is with us as well. He's running the video camera right now. Scott, you enjoying this?
Oh, it's been great. You know, we've been here a couple of days before you got here, so you've only been here a day and a half, and look what you've done.
Yes, well, you know, I got here, and we went straight to the bar. And, of course, you know, where was Mermaid Angela and Single Scott? They were sleeping it off from earlier in the day, but they joined us about 30 minutes later. And then we had three rum punches, and that was it. That's all it took. The rum punch here in Grenada, quite potent as well.
They say the only thing dangerous in Grenada is the rum punch.
Yeah, the only thing, for sure. But, yeah, it has quite a kick to it. But it's quite tasty. Matter of fact, we're hanging out in, it's Christmas in the Caribbean. That's why we're here in Grenada. So we kind of have, like, you know, a little Christmas vibe going on. There's Christmas lights. They actually have a competition here on the island amongst the residents and the businesses on the island where they're dressing up their houses and businesses in Christmas lights. And that's sponsored by who?
You can guess, it's the electricity company.
Yeah, the power company, of course. Yeah, they're the one sponsoring the event. And they get like a free year of electricity for the best dressed Christmas. Well, yeah, it's quite an impressive thing to see. But it's very Christmassy, and they have a Christmas flavored drink that we had this morning, like some kind of flower thing. What's that, Mandu?
Saru?
Is that what it is?
Sorrel, yes. It's like Canberry. You will know, but it's a sorrel.
Okay, cranberry.
Yeah, but we call it sorrel. It's a different.
Okay, yeah.
It's a berry.
Yeah.
You pick it, you dry it, you boil it, and you add a bit of obvious sugar. And don't forget the rum. You must have rum in it too as well.
Of course, rum.
Flavor, yes.
Yeah, and so they, but you only have this during Christmas time.
Festive time.
Yeah, okay. And then the lady here at the bar that we're at, she just brought out some rum cakes, or what is that?
Yeah, Aggie cake. She got a bit of rum in it. She got some, let's say, a little essence, obviously a little flour, whatever, to make a good Christmas cake.
Yeah, a good Christmas cake. So it's like, we're not talking about fruitcake. We're talking about real Grenadian Christmas cake. This is tasty stuff. Did you like it?
It's delicious. It, nobody can really see, but the plate is gone.
And yes, it's gone.
We devoured it. Yeah, it's delicious.
We wolfed it down there with a rum and coke and you know, rum punch, whatever the case may be. It's impressive stuff. And what are you looking at, Scott? What are you pointing at?
I need my drink while I'm videoing.
Oh, okay. I was like, he's videotaping the festivities here. And, of course, at least he has his priority set. You know what he's saying, Grenada? Obviously, our diving is done for the day. We've already done one dive on the Bianca Sea. You're going to hear all about that. We've taken Mermaid Angela underwater, and we've had her swimming around some of the reef critters and stuff. We're going to get into all that a little bit later on the big show. Now, the rainforest, you got that type of thing. You got the mountains. You got the nutmeg. You got the cocoa, the works. We're getting ready to go to a waterfall. So how many waterfalls are there on Grenada?
We got many, many. We can drive to about two, let's say about three, but you have others you have to hike in to get it. And that's the beauty about Grenada. It's very, very unique, very diverse. You may go to some island, Bonaire is diving alone. Grenada got diving, you got snorkeling, you got a rainforest, you got trekking, you got a food, you got its people, the complete works.
Yes, you can really get a lot of stuff in literally a couple-hour drive. Or whatever, and it's pretty cool. So we're off to there next, and Angela is going to don her mermaid tail. Have you ever had a mermaid at one of the falls here? Which one are we going to next here, man?
Yeah.
What's that?
Annadale?
Annadale
Falls, yes. That's the closest one.
Have you ever had a mermaid there before?
Nope.
Last time we had a mermaid at a waterfall on a Caribbean island, we were told to leave.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm just warning you.
Okay. Well, it's nice. Something new. Santa Claus arrived early.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah. Santa Claus arrived early.
Yeah. He did indeed. He did. He has a sunburn. He's wearing shorts and a Hawaiian shirt. Or maybe a Grenadian shirt. Okay. Yeah, we're getting the rum and cokes on video as well. Obviously, you can check out the video at scubaradio.com as we're shooting with the new Bonica underwater camera, by the way. So it's high def in the works. You can check it out as well at bonicadive.com. All right, so here we go. We're off to the waterfalls, and I guess after that, it's a little bite to eat and then the bar.
Yeah, and then tomorrow, happy hour at the waterfall.
Happy hour is 24/7 here in Grenada. And, of course, we are going to do some scuba diving, and we're going to tell you all about this beautiful island nation, the Spice Island, right here next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It's Christmas in the Caribbean. Ho, ho, ho! And a bottle of rum.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
What's the family plan for Christmas this year?
Five bowls of flushing?
Four roids of throbbing? Three nose hairs waving?
Two children starving?
One untouched wife?
Scuba radio. Scuba radio. Scuba radio is the place where all good divers go. Scuba radio.
I love it.
Scuba radio.
God help me, I love it.
Scuba radio is your first and only diving show.
Fascinating.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know. We're in Grenada. Bermuda and anything goes. We're celebrating Christmas in the Caribbean. It's about a day and a half later since our last segment because we are recording and we got to get some diving in. We got to get some touring of the island in. We got to get some sampling of the local libations, which is what we're doing right now, which has a tendency to lend itself to a quality scuba radio broadcast. Now, Galind is with me from Aquanauts Grenada. She's the better half of Peter, of course. And where are we, first of all? The place is called the Aquarium, right, Galind?
Well, that's the restaurant is called the Aquarium, but we are standing right now at the La Sirena Bar, which means mermaid in Greek.
In Greek, okay. What is it? La what?
Mermaid.
Yeah, but what's the Greek word for mermaid?
La Sirena.
La Sirena. Okay. So that's where we are, and literally we have a mermaid on the La Sirena Bar here in Grenada, and that would be Mermaid Angela. Angela, how you holding up?
Great, Greg. We are looking right now at the most beautiful thing we've seen this whole trip. This beach, the colors in the water. We took a lot of photos on these rocks over here earlier. That was exciting. But this bar is just beautiful. There's photos of mermaids everywhere, and I'm with the tail on right now, so I fit right in.
You do. I mean, we are at the La Sirena Bar, the Mermaid Bar here in Grenada at the Aquarium Restaurant, and Mermaid Angela literally is on the bar as I speak. You can see that on the video, plain as day, single sky shooting video on the Bonica high def camera for us. Now, what do you think? We took some great shots. We got some stuff on the rocks here right at this beach. This beach right here off the Aquarium Restaurant is quite impressive, you think?
This is amazing. It's just beautiful. This bar is just great. We're having a great time.
Yeah, it's a good time. Now, what are you drinking there? They made some special matching concoction to her mermaid outfit. Do you have any idea what it's called?
I don't know, but it's delicious. And I actually have two beverages in front of me. I got a rum punch, delicious, and this beautiful, I don't know what it is, but it's a La Sirena beverage.
What is it, Peter?
It's called Mermaid on the Beach.
Mermaid on the Beach, exactly.
Formerly known as S on the Beach.
Yes, yes. Sex on the Beach, Mermaid
the
on
world.
The Beach.
It's American radio. So.
Well, no, you can. You can say that in Grenada.
You would make a beep out of it.
No, we wouldn't make a beep out of that. No way. Come on, we've said way worse. Trust me. So, we're hanging out, having a good time, obviously, here in Grenada. Now, earlier today, we did make our way over to the waterfall. They have an amazing scene where you just walk up this little path, this little state park or village park, and they have this massive waterfall. We took some video, and you can come here to Grenada and on your surface interval, take a short drive up the road, up the mountain, and see this waterfall. Now, we've been to a few of these before, Angela. That was quite spectacular, you think?
It was great, and it wasn't that long of a walk, which is a plus, but we also met two Grenadians there, and they, at the highest point of this waterfall, they just cliff dove right off of it. It was really exciting, and me and Scott got in the water. We were swimming around, and just the waterfall was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it was quite impressive. And if that weren't enough, of course, we've done some diving. We have done two dives on the Bianca Sea. And for a first for Grenada, not only is this the first time they've actually had a real live mermaid at the Mermaid Bar here in Grenada, this is the first time ever they've had a mermaid on the Bianca Sea wreck site, and actually one where she was doing the whole Christmas thing. We decorated the mast of the Bianca Sea in Christmas lights, did we not?
Yeah, it was really exciting. I love wrecks, and this is beyond my favorite one. Swimming in the pool was great. That was really exciting. And the mast was really pretty. And me and Peter today, we had our Christmas lights. We were decorating, and I had my little Christmas hat and my mittens that I obviously don't need in the water because it's so warm and great. But we had a great time, and we were just decorating it up, and it looks beautiful.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, of course, I enjoyed watching the festivity single Scott, our buddy Ralph, who came down from Dima to help us out for today's or this week's festivities, was here as well. But Eagle Ray swam in to take a look and check out the Christmas display that we set up here in Grenada. So it was a love fest for all. And we got more coming up. We got to talk to Ralph. We got to talk to Peter and Galind. Aquanauts Grenada. Oh, my gosh. Grenada is happening for Christmas. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio. hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. We are celebrating Christmas in the Caribbean with our friends Peter and Glenn from Aquanauts Grenada. We're hanging out at the Aquarium Bar, or the Mermaid Bar, which in Greek they call it what, Peter? What is it?
It's La Sirena.
La Sirena Bar. And we have Mermaid Angela on the bar, literally. It's a first for the establishment. But you were just saying there during commercial break that the Christmas tree that we set up, or the decorations we set up on the Bianca C. Rec site, was it really hit close to home for you. Is that right, Peter? What happened?
This was the best Christmas tree of my life.
Yes.
And being German, you know, this is like a Christmas tree country.
Right.
But today, dressing up the mast of the Bianca C, that's the most spectacular thing that I've done. And then having this beautiful, beautiful mermaid that unfortunately nobody else can see right now, you know, that was the greatest thing to do.
Yes, well, it was. It really touched your heart, didn't it?
Oh, it did.
God bless us, everyone.
I was so excited today doing this, and Angela did an amazing job. I can tell anybody, only log on to scubaradio.com and watch the videos over there.
Yes, well, Santa was very good to you. Evidently, he brought you a mermaid for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that was, you know, one thing, you know.
Yeah, it was not bad. He enjoyed it. And we got the video at scubaradio.com coming soon. We shot some high-def video on our Bonica high-def camera, so you're definitely going to want to check that out very soon. That'll pop up on the website as well. Now, we're at the aquarium restaurant and the mermaid bar. Now, we have the owner here. What's going on?
Yes, so, I mean, the aquarium restaurant, first of all, is for us, I mean, that's our favorite place in Grenada. This is a must-do when you are here. You know, they have the famous beach barbecue on Sundays during the week. They run a great menu. They have, you know, great drinks, everything. The bartender is one of the best bartenders in the Caribbean. Actually, he won a lot of prizes. He mixed for Angela a drink, you know, suiting her outfit, you know, in colors, everything.
It's mermaid on the beach.
Yeah, mermaid on the beach, exactly. It's absolutely amazing. And Uli is like one of the best chefs and entrepreneurs in restaurants that I really know.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to talk to Uli, the owner, the chef of the aquarium restaurant, next here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, food, mermaids, fun, scuba diving. It's Christmas in the Caribbean. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way.
I'm Frosty.
But he waved goodbye, saying, "Don't you cry. I'll be back to jam one day."
Don't you get all slushy, too.
Tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Come on.
Tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Come on.
Tump, tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Hurry now.
Tump, get Frosty. Tumpity, tump, tump. Tump, tumpity, tump, tump. Tump, tumpity, tump, tump. Tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Hey, I think I see him here in Grenada.
What's the matter?
What do you mean?
Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, Snowman. That's right. Jimmy or Grenada. He can be seen here in Grenada during the holiday season. And Frosty the Snowman, a regular here at the aquarium, I believe. Uli is with us right now. How you doing, Uli?
Very good. Thank you very much.
Yes. Now, thank you for having us. I would say, is this the first time you had a mermaid at your mermaid bar, by the way?
I couldn't believe it. I mean, if I see when I see her coming out of the water and now right now she's actually sitting at the bar. At La Serena, which is our beach bar, also joined to Aquarium Restaurant. I'm really excited. It's the first time that ever happened to me, and I'm still stunned.
Well, you know, it's build it and they will come. You hear what I'm saying? You build the mermaid bar and the mermaids come eventually. It took a little while.
It took a little while, but I'm still speechless, to be honest. But it's great, and I welcome Angela the mermaid, and Thanks for coming, Angela.
Yes, no problem. She's very gracious with the drinks you've been mixing up with her or your bartender. And I hear the food here at the aquarium is quite spectacular because Mermaid Angela, Single Scott have already had a dinner here already, and they've been raving. And now I get to partake in some of this festive cuisine here on Grenada. How long have you been here?
Well, I've been in Grenada for 20 years. Aquarium itself, I opened that about 14 years ago. And so I'm in business quite a long time, and the great thing about here is, I mean, the weather, obviously, in the Caribbean, and I'm really blessed with the place itself being right on the beach, and we have a beautiful also a reef right off our shores here for snorkeling, and you know, it's just a great place.
Yeah, so you can snorkel, just hang out on the beach, come in and take in lunch or dinner here at the Aquarium Restaurant and really feel like you're still connected to the ocean. And as scuba divers, we love that, Uli. It's good stuff. So the cuisine is what? Is it Grenadian local type cuisine we're talking about or what?
Of course, I mean, it has some influences of local cuisine. And I do like to cook with a lot of local ingredients, especially, you know, being so close to the sea with fresh seafood. You know, our specialty is lobster and fresh fish done in all different varieties. And we integrate the local vegetables like christophine, plantains, sweet potatoes into our menu on a daily basis.
Mermaid steaks?
No more mistakes, thanks God for that.
Okay, well, that's why Angela came. She heard she would be
I
safe.
I think they are on the endangered species list.
Oh, okay. So it's like it's just like a fish that's protected that you wouldn't want to serve up because, yeah, you got paintings of mermaids. You really got a nice little mermaid theme going on here in the whole restaurant, right?
Yeah, I think when we built the restaurant, it was called Aquarium, so we kind of tried to keep it in that theme. And then we added the La Serena Beach Bar. La Serena is the mermaid. And and now we, for the first time, we have a live mermaid at the La Serena. So I hope she comes every Sunday, swim to us, and entertains us.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling that she may not leave. She may not go back to the States after her little visit here to Grenada. You hear what I'm saying?
I think she's pretty excited, and she said she has never seen such a beautiful place. But I'm sure by her being in the water all the time, she has seen many beautiful places. But I can tell you, Aquarium is a special place.
Yes, it is. I mean, just the vibe. I haven't had the dinner yet, but like I said, Scott and Angela had just an amazing experience the other night, and they've been raving for the last 3 days, rubbing it into me because I came a couple days late. But the atmosphere is right on target as far as any scuba diver would want to come out here and hang. All right, we got a Dan tip next and more from Grenada.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive. When you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 11. Remember, a sure way to irritate your dive boat captain is to ask if a lobster you just caught is a girl or a boy. Get it? Boy, B-O-U-I.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Oh, man. Oh, slap me. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And we have Jeff Myers in here today, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Jeff?
It's all good, Greg. How are you?
Busy.
Yeah, with what?
Well, surprisingly, with a lot of divers who listen to the show who aren't divers but would like to be.
Well, that's pretty cool. What kind of questions do they have?
Mostly about how to get started. So I thought we might talk a bit about that today.
Sounds good to me.
What do you recommend as a starting point for finding a dive center or instructor?
The same starting point we all use. Recommendations from friends or someone else you respect and trust. Maybe it's another diver, or maybe it's someone who knows a diver.
And if the diver doesn't know anyone, to make a recommendation?
Most of us then just look for a local dive shop as a starting point.
What should a new diver look for in a dive shop?
Any reputable dive operation should be affiliated with a recognized certification agency. It doesn't matter whether it's PADI, NAWI, SSI, SDI, or any of the others, but it should be a recognized agency.
All of the agencies are really good about setting training standards, and every one of them can teach you what you need to know. I've seen great divers from all of them.
Yeah, me too.
So even if it's easy to identify the training agency affiliation, it can still be pretty intimidating to walk into a dive shop.
Absolutely true. It's full of unfamiliar equipment designed to take you to an unfamiliar environment. Of course, that's what's exciting about it, too.
Oh, yeah. But how do you navigate such unfamiliar territory? What questions should a prospective diver be asking?
The first one I'd ask is, what are the class options? Are they taught during the week or on the weekends? Are they available online?
A lot of agencies are offering that option now, aren't they?
People need the flexibility of being able to build classes into their schedule, and an online option allows that. Even Dan does it with training seminars. But no matter how much entry-level coursework you do online, there should still be a confined water and open water portion where you learn the skills. You still need time with an instructor.
How about the size of the class?
Sure, that's a great question. Some people like a large class. Others want to share it with just a few other students. Still others want a private class. So definitely ask about those options until you find the one that suits you.
What about components included with the class?
That's a crucial question. Absolutely ask what's included with the class price. Does the price include training materials, or do you have to purchase those separately? Does the operation supply your gear, or will you have to buy it, if only the basics?
Define the basics.
Some operations like you to learn on your own gear, and so they ask you to purchase your own mask, snorkel, and fins. This is a great approach used by a lot of dive centers, so don't think that it's unusual. But do remember, it should be a safety and comfort reinforcement issue, not something that makes you feel pressured.
What about bigger items like tanks and BCDs?
These should be provided by the operation. Definitely don't feel pressured into buying them at any time.
What about the open water dives?
It's a great idea to ask about them. They may be referred to as open water dives, certification dives, or even checkout dives, but whatever they're called, get the details up front. Sometimes they're done locally, but sometimes travel is involved. It's important to know where they will be done and whether the cost of diving there is included in the cost of the course.
How about checking out the instructor?
Don't be shy. If the instructor's credentials aren't posted for the world to see, ask about what they are. Any reputable dive shop and instructor will welcome your questions, and they'll be happy to provide whatever information you need to feel comfortable.
If you want to, you can also call the instructor certification agency and ask about them, right?
Sure. All the certification agencies will be able to tell you whether or not your prospective instructor is in good standing. The same is true if you want to ask about the dive shop itself.
What would you say is the most important thing about choosing a dive center or instructor?
I'd say it's to remember that diving is supposed to be fun and that your dive shop and instructor are your introductions to it. So keep looking until you find one that makes you feel welcome, comfortable, informed, and excited about the adventure. There are so many options and great operations out there. You'll find a program that suits you.
You may have just done the summary for me.
Oh, sorry. Take it away.
Well, diving is a grand adventure, and it should be so from the start. Finding your dive center instructor is part of that adventure, so find one that fits what you need. Don't be afraid to ask questions, because any good operation understands and welcomes them. And when you find one that works for you, jump in and join the club. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
It's Christmas in the Caribbean. We're with our friends from Aquanauts Grenada celebrating in style. Mermaid Angela on the Mermaid Bar. Or the La Serena, is that right? Did I say it right?
La Serena.
La Serena Bar, which is mermaid in Greek, evidently, and that's what they named their bar. And Al, you've been having your mermaid on the beach drink that our bartender has made up special for you. You're liking this little libation?
I love it, and it matches my tail.
Okay, let's talk to this, this drink expert, this fine connoisseur of beverages here in Grenada. Now, you've won all kinds of awards, I hear, right?
Yes, you're right.
Now, what's your name?
Andre Qualis.
Andre. Okay, now, Andre, so tell me about this drink you made up for Angela. Very potent, I'm guessing, because you want to get her good and liquored up, right?
Yes.
Socially lubricated.
Well, when I think about mermaid and I think about the color of the drink, I create this and I call it mermaid on the beach, because it brings out the flavor of the Caribbean, you know, the passion fruit and the different colors.
Wait, we're just trying to get her liquored up so she ends up getting up on top of the bar and shedding her top or something. But that it does that too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does a little bit.
Okay, all right, that's right. But it actually tastes good too. So and you've actually won awards here on the island for what, mixed concoctions or like flipping the bottles around? What are you doing down here?
It was Taste of the Caribbean. We went to Puerto Rico and there was all the different Caribbean countries were taking part of different Taste of the Caribbean, like different drinks, cocktails. You know, we had a competition of that with the chef and the bartenders. And I ended up with a silver and a bronze, which was really good.
Very nice. Good me, yeah. Is there a special drink that you specialize in other than mermaid on the beach?
Well, I made a lot of different cocktails. There's a lot of decorations I have, which I can create dolphins and fishes as my decoration. I do a lot of those things.
Like taking a little cantaloupe shape or a pineapple or watermelon and shaping it into a dolphin?
Yeah. Well, I usually do that, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. So a little fruity drinks, and it's all about the presentation, right?
Yes, all about the presentation.
Nice. So if you come here to the Mermaid Bar or La Serena, am I saying it right?
Yeah, La Serena.
La Serena, which is Greek for mermaid. You can talk to Andre. He'll hook you up with a mermaid on the beach. And that's the drink. Not the actual mermaid. You got to talk to me about that.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right.
Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Oh, jingle bells, Christmas week soon will be here. I can't wait till Christmas Day, I'm glad it's very near.
It's Christmas in the Caribbean. No birds fill the air.
Yes, it is Christmas in the Caribbean. We are in Grenada celebrating appropriately here at the Mermaid Bar. Now, we just talked to the bartender, and obviously Mermaid Angela is still up on the bar in her mermaid attire. Very appropriate setting for her as we do this. Now, some of the other folks that are visiting the area, what's your name, sir?
Mike.
Mike, welcome to Scuba Radio, first of all. Now, you saw our mermaid. You want to take
I took a photograph, yes. And
you said you're from the UK, is that it?
That's right, and I'm very close to a little village just outside in Cornwall, where they have a mermaid there, the Mermaid of Zenner.
The Mermaid of Zenner.
Yes, it's a little small village, and there's a picture of a mermaid carved in the church, and people come all over the UK to see the Mermaid of Zenner.
So it's just, but it's just a painting. It's just a picture.
It's not a painting. It's not a painting. It's actually carving in the pews in the church. At the end of it, mythology says that the Mermaid of Zenner was in the cove. And she's now in the church.
She's okay. So they worship mermaids there in Zenner or something like that.
Worship.
They don't worship them, but they honor
them. Lovely pub just alongside.
Of course they do. Hey, all mermaids. There's usually some booze attached to the mermaids, isn't it?
I think quite often the people, when they leave the pub, they quite often see the mermaid.
Exactly. If they drink enough, they see the mermaid. Here in this case, though, you come to Grenada, you come to the bar, and you see a mermaid before you've had too much drink.
I did not think I was going to come to Grenada and see a mermaid.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable
that I would see.
Yeah, now have you been here a few times before?
First time.
So how many times have you been to? Or I mean, how many days have you been here in Grenada?
I've been here a week.
A week, huh? So just doing your little holiday here, thing here.
Yep, 2 weeks holiday, 1 week to go.
Snorkeling, diving, any of that kind of stuff?
Yes, snorkeling, yes, around here. Absolutely beautiful.
Well, you know, if you go scuba diving, you might run into a mermaid there underwater.
Yeah,
frightening?
Yeah.
Okay, it wouldn't be frightening. It would be a spiritual experience.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yes, well, okay, you found one at the bar. That's close enough for now, right?
I'd stay with the bar.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you stay close to the bar, run into a mermaid. Thank you so much.
All right, no
very
problem.
Nice to meet you, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, just one of the many people that you can meet here in Grenada. Everybody's friendly, the locals, the visitors from the UK, wherever it may be. Peter and Galen, they're originally from Germany, obviously. So, and they've relocated to the Spice Island. So, obviously we got a ton of stuff to cover here, and we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. Christmas in the Caribbean is moving along quite well here as we continue on. We got to talk to Ralph, who is our, part-time mermaid wrangler that we recruited from the Dima show. He's coming up an hour or two. Single Scott, more from Mermaid Angela and our friends from Aquanauts Grenada. Don't go anywhere. It's Christmas in the Caribbean. We're just getting started.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters? Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.